Bill. The elevators were the first time a sky lobby concept was introduced. Before the Trade Center, they didn't think they could go above 80 stories because the elevatoring was so complex with trying to reach all the floors from the lobby. If you could imagine, the lobby would just be full of elevators. So a Port Authority engineer came up with a sky lobby concept. So everything in the Trade Center was unique. The elevators were faster, carried the 1,600 feet per minute. They were carried more loads, 10,000 pounds, the shuttle cars.
I said, what's the problem? The problem is elevators take too much space. And a young man came into my office. His name was Herb Tesler. He worked for me. He was an architect. He said, you know, Guy, I have an idea. He said, why don't we build an elevatoring system like the subways work? He said, if I want to go from 125th Street to 50th Street, what I do is I take the express subway from 125th to 59, I cross the platform, and I take one stop on a local. He said, suppose we built a building in which we put all the local elevators in the center, and we build the largest elevators in the world to carry people, which would go to the third points of the building. We'll use big elevators with first one in, first one out, the floor 44 on the left side, locals in the middle. On the right-hand side, we go up to 78, second sky lobby. We invented a name. And we put the locals for the second zone there, and then the top zone, locals in the middle. And we then produce, for the first time, the most efficient building in the world of usable to gross. I needed to have affordable space. And this worked. We put it on a computer, and it said, this building, these buildings are over-elevated. Mr. Tobin, when he gave me the job, said, you know, Guy, you've never built a high-rise building. He said, I'm going to give you seven people who are advisors from the real estate and banking field. And I went to them and said, here is an idea that has been thought of by one of my architects. It's been looked at in the computer. And they voted 7-0 that it was a bad idea, that no one would ever rent space in the top two zones because you had to transfer. But I was able to convince Austin Tobin and some of the people from the computer work that was there that people would soon get used to it. And that was one of the most successful things that the Trade Center had.
As originally included in the architectural design, these sky lobby floors were very clearly identified in the architectural design. But the goal was to make the building feel that there was no structural discontinuity at these high floors. That is, if you look at the deformed shape of the building, it doesn't have some sort of kinks in it or something, those floors. It's a nice, smooth transition. Very carefully engineered to allow the structure to kind of get fooled into thinking that there's a really just a regular floor there.